Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview of the 10 stories and the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine that the likes of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and me go through. Sometimes we have varied and sundry voices in here and minds to go through some of the details, some of the things that have been discussed on talk radio programs, either that we have involved ourselves in or we have listened to on various stations around the country with some of the hosts, some of the local approaches to this. And Jennifer Horn being here from Southern California, I always like to start this hour with a Southern California story. And now, there is in the story list this week, a number 10 story, the floods in California. We'll get to that in a minute. But this is the story of a problem in the Santa Ana Unified School District.
Oh.
Where? What, do you know this story, or am I dropping this on you for the first time?
Well, no, you go ahead. Go ahead and make sure it's the same one I think it is.
So, well, the Department of Agriculture has made, they've sort of offered a special incentive as a sort of a, what would we call it? It's one of those test kitchens, if you will. They have guidelines from government agencies like the EPA as to how much food and what kind of food they should be serving to children. So this thing, when I saw this, it, as you can imagine, kind of sent me into orbit. Because what they're doing is indoctrinating the children into thinking that plant-based options in their cafeteria are the only way to go. And the way that they're explaining it to the children is that if you use regular food like meat from cows, the emissions from the cows...
Global warming.
Yeah, will cause 1,300 tons per cow of global warming, which is the biggest load of manure they could come up with. They are so full of crap. Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing that the global warming people and the crowd. And
oh,
look,
my God.
I'm not saying we shouldn't be responsible. I'm a conservative. I'm all about being personally responsible. And I think if we all did, that'd be great. But the fact that they want us to eat crickets and bugs is... really something.
If you want to eat crickets and bugs, that's fine.
That's fine. But they're trying to put the farmers out of business. They're putting the farmers out of business on purpose. And I will tell you, I've actually got two. Well, this one's connected, and then another one that will make you crazy. They're testing bugs in dumps in Los Angeles to see if they're safe for consumption.
There we go.
Why would they do that unless they had a plan that they want us all to eat bugs soon enough because cows are evil because they have gas?
Right.
That's exactly what they're doing. When that becomes the only option and we're begging the government to feed us.
They're trying to normalize, that's what they're trying to do, plant-based food, not stigmatize it. They want it to have broad appeal, and because it's a low allergen, there is no, you know, people aren't going to be... Who's allergic to eating bugs? Well, you don't know until you eat them.
Well, you're allergic to people are allergic to cockroaches.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, the stuff that they emit, like a lot of the dust and stuff, remember? Mm-hmm. Like the
dust
droppings?
Mites. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Mm.
So the state of California...
can I give you the story, though, that'll make you go crazy?
Hold on. Let me just finish the line here. Is that $60 million is being spent in this school incubator program... from farm to family. This is something, I suppose, Jay, I should have brought this up on the food, farm, family thing, except it would have taken the entire segment, and I would have been bananas when it was over, so I saved it for Jennifer. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right?
First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage of their other products?
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. All right, so what do you have for us, Jen Jen?
Okay, so you want your countdown extra this week? You know I always bring you one from
the
Crazy California.
Yep.
So the border crisis, like the hot spot, has now switched into San Diego. I don't know if you've heard this, but San Diego is now getting inundated.
Yeah,
with Chinese nationals. And we're getting now 200 plus, 200 to 250 a day. 20,000 since October of 2023. In the year of 2022, we only got 400 in 2022, and now 20,000 since October. And they're mostly male, single, military-age men coming into the country.
The reason that, in part, this is not the whole reason, but remember when they had abortions this last, about 20, 25 years ago, all the women who were pregnant, they had females, they aborted them. So they just had men born, and the population.
Interesting point, you're right. I just get worried that they're trying to build an army here while we're sleeping at the switch. Because the people coming here. The people coming here say they're coming here for money. So money from who? Are they coming here for a better life, an opportunity, or is the government paying them to be here because China has said, I mean, she has said a million times he wants to colonize the United States. Is it possible that he's got a military that he's slowly trickling into this country? It's kind of frightening.
It's possible.
Same time, in San Francisco this week, the Board of Supervisors changed the rules so you no longer have to have citizenship if you are going to be appointed to commissions. And they appointed a Chinese national, not an American citizen, to oversee the elections in San Francisco.
Unbelievable. My
There's your countdown extra for the week, everybody.
Jeez. All right, let's go through the story list. Starting at number 10, the California floods. I might as well stop there as long as we have the focus on California. So was it as bad this week? I'll be out there this afternoon. It didn't seem like, from what my children were telling me, that it was as bad this week as it was 2 weeks ago. So you're
it
telling
was heavy
me
rain, and there are a lot of sinkholes that have opened up and some more houses that have slid off the hillside. But the amount of rain was not as much as 2 weeks ago.
All right, so
it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You'll be happy.
Yeah, I'll be happy. So just as a part B to this, the California gossip, Jay and I were talking about this earlier about Martin Short and Meryl Streep showing up at Giorgio Baldi's. You know who that restaurant is? Do you know that restaurant?
No,
Sam, remember the street that I lived on, Entrada? It was right by the PCH. Remember, you never went to my house there? Okay.
Never invited.
Well, sort of kitty corner across the street is Giorgio Baldi. And I remember going in there one night with Megan and Brendan, and we were the only faces that nobody recognized. Everybody in that restaurant, everybody from Pacific Palisades, all the actors, all the stars, this a little intimate restaurant. The night we went in, Schwarzenegger was in there with some chick. But I remember the restaurant, because it is one of those places that people like Meryl Streep and Martin Short go to visit. I just thought you might have known of that restaurant. It's kind of cool. All right, meanwhile, back to the story list. The Biden stuff. I mean, you can go, there's a, you might have a bushel basket.
Speaking of LA, he was here this week.
Yeah? To do what? Fundraiser?
To do fundraising. He's got $130 million in the coffers, the most of any Democrat candidate at this time in the race. And not only was he here to fundraise, but he relieved $1.2 billion worth of student debt while he was in Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. Well, that was another, that ought to be a sub. Text or subtopic here, yes. All right, so let's see. The economy's number 8. The Chinese hacking, number 7, back around to what Jennifer was suggesting a few minutes ago in part. The Alabama embryo ruling at number 6. I think we ought to stop here for a second because I want to understand. There are some Republicans who are voicing a doubt about this ruling. Democrats obviously are happy because they can make some hay with this. So if you don't know what happened, this is the second time an Alabama health provider halted an in vitro fertilization procedure. The state Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children. So what I don't understand is if you're trying to do IVF and you have a frozen embryo, how is that harming anybody? You're going to give life to the embryo that's frozen. What am I missing here? Yeah, what do I not know, or what's not plain about this ruling?
I kind of know the plight of fertility, and I know it's close to all of us. And IVF, I think, is something that is extremely helpful to families that want to have.
It is. My daughter had it. Yep.
But here's where I think the rub comes in, is that, and this is based on some things that have happened with celebrities. In fact, I think Sofia Vergara might have been one, if I'm not remembering right, is that a lot of time together, couples will create these embryos, right? They'll donate eggs, they'll even fertilize them, and then they'll sock them away for whenever they think might be the best time for them to have a baby. And when that marriage falls apart, then they might destroy the eggs. And so there was a very famous, I really think, and Jay, you might remember, if it was Sofia Vergara and her ex-husband, that they destroyed, that she wanted the eggs destroyed and he wanted to keep them. And then I kind of think in that way, there is a legal argument there, because if you made something together and if...
Well, what's that got to do with the one in this ruling in Alabama, though?
Well, this was kind of part of the argument about it, actually.
But what brought this on was a couple who were, they were doing IVF, they wanted their baby, something happened, a mishandling happened that ended up with dropping the embryo and killing them. And so they were suing because that was their children. And the court ruled in their favor, which is what opened the door. I can't remember how long ago this was, but there was somebody, I want to say, they were in Utah or California, and there was a natural disaster that took their home and ruined all of their belongings, and they sued God. And they did the lawsuit. They set that lawsuit for somewhere where it was already that a church or a religious organization who owned land wanted to turn it back over to the quote-unquote rightful owner, God. So therefore, if God was already on a deed as a landowner, he could be sued. And the guy who sued God won his case.
My God.
So basically what Jay's saying is there's a case for everything.
There is a case for everything.
And it
opens up a wormhole of other things that can happen. Exactly.
But,
and this couple who was dealing with to go through all of those hormone treatments and the procedures and everything, and then mishandling ends with the killing of these embryos, they have a right to sue, and they should have won their case. The unfortunate aspect afterwards is everything that happens now, because that case has deemed that embryos are life.
Because that's what they had to, and so I guess that's why I kind of relate this back to what happened with the celebrities, is that they're trying to figure out, is this life, is it not, and that's what they were trying to decide at the Alabama Supreme Court. And truly, I mean, it is a fertilized egg, but then you also don't necessarily want to shut down the whole process for everybody.
Every time the Republicans get into these, they lose races over these issues. I don't get it, frankly. The Chief Justice invoked God in the ruling. Oy. All right, well, I'm going to leave this because, fortunately, and where I'm going probably wouldn't be appreciated by a lot of people, but it's 18 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time now for our social media segment every hour. The segment, is that a passe word? Should I not be using segment? Just it's a portion of the program. Segment sounds too radio-ish. Right?
Maybe. They say on TV the blocks, A block, B block.
A block, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Today is Stand Up to Bullying Day, or this weekend is, in fact. And because it is so much a part of social media, I thought perhaps we'd spend a minute talking about how students especially are dealing with this. There's a group of students who bought 50 pink shirts and emailed them to the classmates, asking them to wear the pink shirts. And this was supposed to be in protest of bullying, because didn't we? Wasn't it? It was International Stand Up to Bullying Day this past week, wasn't it, Jay? If I remember correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, the shirts convey displeasure with bullying and extend support for the victims. I think you have to know that in order for it to make any sense. But anyway, they sent a lot of them around, hundreds of schools and people in the workplace. This thing's been going on this day since 1999, and most every state in the country participates in it one way or another. So, and it is a problem. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a problem. It isn't just for children, but it seems worse for children.
Social media now, they can't, once you leave the school, bullying doesn't just end for the day because the school bell rang.
No,
there's the
right.
Social media and cyberbullying, and it's just a lot.
All right, so also in the bullying department, as one of the reasons for banning social media for children under 16, Florida has moved closer to passing one of the most restrictive bans on minors' use of social media. And I'm for it. I think this is something that everybody, every parent, it's too bad they have to have the state do it, because it's not the state's job to be the parent. It's the parent. So if there's any controversy here, it's about who's in charge, the state of Florida or whatever state enacts this, or the parents in the home. The bill targets any social media site that tracks user activity, allows children to upload material and interact with others. uses addictive features designed to cause excessive or compulsive use. This is like suicides among children caused by the bullying that we were just talking about and some of the other predators on social media that are preying on people who are under the age of 16. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a crisis.
But what about one of the stories that we talked about this week with the 14-year-old who started his own business, which was social media based, and that is his part-time job. That's his how he makes his money while he's in school. But he is going to lose his business because he's only 14.
I don't know. Is that one
exception? Get in the breaks, kid.
Maybe that's it. Elon Musk of X fame and other, and we all know how many, but he started PayPal. That's where he got his money. And then we have Tesla and we have SpaceX. And anyway, so there seems to be a very interesting connection. There's a new thing that he's calling Neuralink. Do you know? Are you familiar with this? The brain implant. Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we think about this in terms of artificial intelligence? And is this something that, it's new technology and it seems good on the surface, right? In a manner of speaking.
No, I've seen those scary movies. I know how it is.
I don't want a brain chip. No. Thank you very much. Because what if they want to activate it? And then all of a sudden I'm an army. I'm a soldier in an army I don't want to fight in.
Or somebody hacks into it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Then
there's the massive AT&T network outage that went on this week, which apparently is over. But if you had AT&T, although it did affect others.
Perfect argument for AM radio. Keeps you connected.
There it is. Let's hear it for AM radio. Yay! It's a 28 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden speaking from the White House.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run Thursday and never returned, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The EPA is allowing drivers in eight major corn-producing states, including Nebraska, Iowa, and others, to access E15 fuel blends year-round starting in 2025. E15, containing 15% ethanol, was previously restricted during summertime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 at the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup with some of the nation's best, if I do say so, talkers. Jennifer Horn, who's on the Good Day program and on KRLA in the mornings in Los Angeles. Number one. All right, so... it's a rare week that we don't have a bunch of Trump stuff to talk about. And I think maybe I will share with you, Jennifer, what I shared with Jay and everybody listening this week. I don't see Donald Trump paying one dime of this $354 million fraud case, even though the judge says they've asked for a temporary ban on this for 30 days. You know, he can't run a business. He's got to pay the fines, yada, yada, yada. I don't think you were... Did I say this on Monday when you were here about how incensed I was looking at the anger, the body language of
ridiculous.
This woman? She is... This is so outrageous. Now,
and
this
the judge,
isn't about
too,
Trump.
By the way.
Yeah, the judge, and the his name is Engoron, I think. Is that how he pronounces his name? Engoron.
Engoron,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway... So the fact that this much money has been spent on this trial, the fact that this woman is so full of hate, you can see it, you can feel it, you watch her. What's the story? Why does she so dislike Donald Trump? And how did she get away with using taxpayer dollars to go after him in a way that wouldn't... I could tell you, I can go through a list of a dozen billionaires, literally, that I know, who have done exactly what Trump did. Now, I'm not saying that all this stuff is right or good, but nobody got hurt. Trump has, this is not what he was accused of, but there are plenty of stories of Trump and his companies stiffing subcontractors, not paying them and, you know, having court cases and all of that stuff.
But see, but that's not what true.
This is about.
That's not what this case is about. I've heard
many
people, like Democrats, saying, well, he's always stiff people. Well, that's not how our system works. Go after him for that if you have examples of that. But you can't conflate the two and just say, I know he's a bad guy, I'm going to go after him. It's just, I don't know. And, you know, you look at it, we all love Shark Tank. Kevin O'Leary came out and he said, you're sending a huge message to businesses in New York not to do business and get on the wrong side of the people that are in charge, because all of a sudden they'll go after you for no reason. He went nuts on CNN, of all places, saying how ridiculous this was and what a bad message is sent. Kevin O'Leary,
did he?
And to your point, I would hope that he's not going to pay anything, but even to appeal, he has 30 days to come up with $460 million because he has to not only pay the $354, the judgment, but he also has to pay the interest. So he has to come up with, in 30 days' time, $450 million in order to
with
just
all the lawyers
appeal.
He has, with all the lawyers that he has and all the access that he has and all of the... If you look at all of these cases against him, there have been, what, a half a dozen this past year? How many cases actually have been filed? Has he been,
I think there's
whether
seven.
It's civil or criminal? I think there's seven of them, right. Well, now, there's six because the E. Jean Carroll, is that even? No, that's being appealed,
that's
too.
That's settled, but he's appealing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all of that stuff, the appeal, the way the courts work, I can't imagine that some of the stuff isn't going to go to the Supreme Court because he'll just keep pushing it and spending the money that he raises to run his campaign, that stuff is being used to pay the legal bills. And that maybe is something that people want to look at if you think he's a crook. Maybe that's kind of crooked. But at any rate, this particular case is bogus. It is wrong. It is the and those of you who are Democrats who are listening, what are you sticking up for Trump for? I'm not really sticking up for Trump. I'm sticking up for the system. And this woman has no business being in the job that she's in. This woman is bad news. Go ahead, Jen.
No, this is the problem, is that this is not just about Trump. This is about the other businesses in New York. This is the environment. This is precedent setting. And so, you know, if you don't like Trump, don't vote for him. But that's not the way to take him down, is through that system.
Let's talk about our relationship with the Russians. It's number one, actually, this week. Not only the war kind of has taken a back seat to the Navalny death. I think Joe Biden met with his wife, right? Didn't she blow into town this week?
No,
she did. Yeah, no, I think they did.
He was here. Anyway, he was in California most of the week.
So, enjoying the rain, no doubt. Maybe it was him who brought the rain. You never think about that.
Never know. He's a rainmaker.
So, there's a woman named Kasina Karolina. You know her story? Has U.S. citizenship and Russian citizenship.
She's a ballerina and a worker at a hotel locally.
Right. Okay. So she goes to Russia and finds herself behind bars, charged with treason. And so what does that mean?
Well, she donated. The reason that she's charged with... So this is a woman who lives in L.A., but she's got dual citizenship. She went to Russia. She gets off the plane, and they arrest her because she donated $50.13 to Ukraine, to like a fund for Ukraine. And now they're putting her in jail. First of all, they arrested her for hooliganism, which, can you imagine if that was a charge here in this country?
How do you say that in Russian?
I don't know.
How do you say hooliganism in Russian?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then they put her in jail and they charge her with treason, which is punishable by life in prison. So here's the lesson from all of us here at the Talk Radio Countdown
Show. To Russia.
Just don't go to Russia, because they're looking for reasons to jail Americans, and they want to come up with a way so that they can hold Joe Biden or whoever the president will be over the fire. And we have nothing left because they've traded every good asset that we had away and back to Russia for Brittany Griner. So now there's nobody in our jails that belong to Russia that they want back. And now we've got journalists. Now we've got this ballerina. I mean, they're going to sit there. And how dangerous is that? That's not a good position to be in.
No. So when did she come to Russia? When did she come to America? What do you know about her?
I don't know. I know she has a boyfriend. I've been hearing the boyfriend talk about
her. Yeah, the boyfriend's been talking a lot about her. Yeah, right. Anyway, so he says he's happy because America's fighting for her. I think you had the key there. We traded everything that was any good to get Griner back here because it was the politically correct thing to do. At least that's what these guys thought. And so... what do you have left? You don't have much. You don't have
the one
much
thing
left.
That she has going for her, because there are two people, Paul Whelan and Evan Griskovich, I believe is his name, journalist, that are in jail, and they won't get out. But this girl is pretty, and you know America loves to focus on pretty victims.
Right.
So
nice blonde, I
mean,
yes,
maybe.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe yeah. There's a shot for her, but I don't know.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, so Joe Biden has announced that Washington will issue 500 new sanctions targeting Russia because of the things that they're doing, like this and the other stuff. They violated export restrictions. Well, you know, this is so silly. This week we learned that the Indians... not Native Americans, but the Indians from India. Do we still have to clarify that? I would think, I feel foolish even saying that. At any rate, the Indians spent $39 billion buying Russian oil, so the Russians are sitting fat and happy, even though they bought it at a huge discount. It was good business for them. They weren't so concerned about the war. They need oil. They have a huge population. The population is expanding, and so they need oil to run their businesses and to run their homes and to run the country. And so they made a deal with Russia. So Russia's got plenty of money, even though the Europeans have sanctioned no oil, no gas, nothing from Russia. So what? What did it do? Nothing. Didn't do a thing. Yeah, you know, and put them in their place for a little bit. So now we're going to have new export. What do we export? Well, we export actually a lot of grain and foodstuffs to Russia. But they'll get it someplace else. They'll make some deal with Nicaragua or some country in South America. So I guess it's a good effort. Maybe that it's, you know, is it political? Probably. How are you going to hold a line against Russia's attacks? They're getting arms and ammunition from the same people that are making them for the Ukrainians, which shows you how crazy.
The sanctions don't matter to Russia anymore because they've tied themselves into China rather than the United States.
Yep. Anyways.
Pretty sad.
So, yep, it really is. All right, the economy this week, that's number 8. Stock markets closed higher at the end of the week. People are just in, they look at these numbers and they keep going up. And they say, huh? What? How could it be? Well, unemployment's low. The damned interest rate is what's... But the interest rate's going down, for sure. But still, you know, depending on where you get your money, if you get it from the bank, it's like... it depends on what the deal is. 8%, and then it goes down. Some of the mortgages, which is what affects most of the people listening to this program, are in the mid to high sixes. And probably by the end of the year, they'll be in the mid to high fours, depending on whether over the three, they have three meetings, the Fed this year, and are they going to knock the interest rate down by a quarter of a point in the first one? It looks like they are. And so that'll be good. But, you know, under the circumstance, you look around, Japan's stock market broke the record this week, closing at an all-time high. Europe's indexes closed at an all-time high. So what's going on? How come so many people are homeless? And how come so many people are broke? And how come, you know, then and the people who would answer that question who are on the Democratic side of things say because the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and there's a wide gap. And so we need to tax the rich people more so that we can give it to the poor. Sounds like Robin Hood, doesn't it? Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood with his band of men, feared by the bad, loved by the good. So who's Robin Hood here? Joe Biden. He's Robin. He's going to take it from those dirty, those nasty billionaires who make all that money and give it to the people who are on the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles. How about that? That's a fair exchange, right?
Love it.
Yeah. Did you like my singing there? Did that help punctuate?
That was very exciting. Oh, I mean, yeah. It really was a build to the crescendo of your big point. Just yes. Drove it home.
All right. Okay, let's do a countdown extra. Because I wanted, Jay and I were talking about this earlier. We have to talk about the new outfits that the Major League Baseball players are starting to wear.
I'm all about
everything.
It. You can see through
Did
them,
you
right?
See, you can see everything.
I support this.
So wait a minute. Who is the genius that came up with this in the
Probably
first place?
The same genius that made my Catholic school uniforms for 12 years. Because they were see-through, right. Too, and it was not nice.
They were?
Yeah.
Really?
Not all 12 years, but in, so I went to a first through eighth grade, so elementary, and the white shirts that the girls had to wear were button-down white shirts, and they were totally see-through. So it was like so, like
in
most
high
of the
school?
Girls were tank tops. And no, in elementary.
Elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
Who designed that stuff?
Sickos.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, so let's see what else we have there. So we talked about the Russians, the presidential race. The migrant crisis is number four. I think you dealt with that, though, really, in talking about the Chinese, the number of Chinese. The question here is, and Jennifer brings up a good point, what are they all doing here? It's mostly all men, and I explained why it's all men. But, you know, what is any number of things. This is a good movie, if nothing else, right? Chinese are sneaking people into, not even sneaking. They're coming in here in droves, and what are they doing? And why are they here? There are lots of conspiratorial questions and not too many answers at this point because everybody's asleep in this current administration, so they're all out to lunch. Let's see. Uri Geller says that Israel is on edge. I think that pretty much covers number five this week, the situation, the tense situation in the Middle East. All right, 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The charts reflecting conversations on News Talk radio stations for the week of February the 19th to the 23rd. At number 10, the weather, most notably the floods in California. Number 9, the inquiry into all the Biden stuff, as it were. Number 8, what's going on in our economy. Number 7, Chinese hacking problems. Number 6, the embryo ruling in Alabama. Number 5, the war in the Middle East and the tensions coming from Iran. Number 4, this was number 1 last week, the migrant situation, but that's been sort of displaced by the continuing stories about Trump's legal battles. Number 3, presidential race. Number 2, and the situation with the Russians and Ukrainians, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Review.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Let's have some... I know this is going to be tough for you, Jennifer, but I'm going to introduce number three here as a focus. Trump and his legal battles and what's going on. I noticed that this is not necessarily about his legal troubles, because I think that's been hashed out. I think the update here, or the interesting... stuff with regard to Trump and the race, and even though, you know, he his fundraising efforts may be hitting a stall, he's raised what is it, 13 or 14 million bucks in January. What did you say Biden raised in, when we were talking about California, it was 163 million?
I think he's at a total of 130 million in his campaign offers.
Okay. All right. Now, there are some Republicans who are going after Nikki Haley because she is taking some of the oxygen and some of the money out of the room. And a lot of these internet trolls who are just all about Trump are attacking her. This is kind of, though, if you read between the lines, it's pretty sexist and it's pretty racist. And it does, they've used some artificial intelligence to manipulate her likeness, and I saw one blog focusing on the Hindu goddess of destruction named Shiva, and whether that is, you know, it just seems like it's sophomoric. People who are doing this are not very intelligent, and they make the rest of the Republicans, even the people supporting Trump, look bad. This is pretty damn destructive, I think, for the Republicans. I mean, if you're a pro-Republican and you see this stuff, if you have any brains at all, you get sick to your stomach because it's really sick, nasty, dirty stuff. And, you know, Trump is saying, well, I don't support that. I don't do it. That's not the point. The point is that this stuff is going on and people think that it's okay. Republican parties in Arizona, Michigan, and other swing states are, because of this kind of thing, they're not raising enough money. They're dysfunctional. They can't get people to run the party in the state. And it's because of this stuff. Nobody wants to associate with this crap. And so you wonder whether is there, you know, these people are individuals. They can do what they want to do. They think they're helping Trump, but they aren't. So what do they, you know, I guess I'm not asking what do they do.
But most
I think
people
that you
still
see,
vote for their party, even if they disagree with everything going on, because they just don't want, that's how much they don't want the other party to win. Most people cast their votes to keep somebody out rather than actually vote somebody in.
Yep. Well, that certainly is the case now, because nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, but there are plenty of people who don't like and don't. I'm thinking some of the stats, interesting enough, some of the polls suggest that a whole lot of people are just going to sit this election out unless there's something that changes between now and November in who's running.
I'd prefer that, because you know what? Sometimes we get high voter turnout. We get a lot of people that are just kind of ding-dongs. But now I do in my heart want everybody to vote. But I just live in California, and when these high voter turnout elections happen, like crazy stuff goes on at the local level. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that, just to your point, I mean, the AI stuff is absolutely dangerous. It scares me. We have to be really smart consumers, and that's hard because not everybody knows what to look for. But at the end of it, the matchup is what the matchup's going to be, and there are still races at the bottom of the ballot that are important, that determine and dictate our life
exactly.
Way more than
right.
Who sits in the White House.
You got to vote. Yeah, you got to vote. I thought it was interesting. Ron DeSantis took a shot at Trump this week and then ruled out being his running mate. Like Trump was going to ask him, what is he, an egomaniac? Trump would. There is no way in the world that Trump would ever ask DeSantis to be his running mate.
I agree with
you,
but he didn't say anything bad about him. So he had a town hall, and during the town hall, it was hosted by Laura Ingraham, and she said that the people that were in the room had been surveyed to ask who they'd like to see as the vice president. She read the list: Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Tulsi Gabbard, Kristi Noem, Vivek Ramaswamy. And right. Ron DeSantis,
the
is
fake
like the
Ramaswamy,
the
is that what you said? The fake Ramaswamy.
Vivek.
No, I thought it was the fake.
But Ron DeSantis was on the list, and Trump's like, yeah, they're all on my list. And so Ron DeSantis then comes out and said, I wouldn't be Trump's VP. It's like, just stop talking. Just stop talking. Go back to Florida and just be quiet.
Yeah.
You don't have to
right.
say that stuff.
Right. But they feel, people are waiting and hanging on my every word. That's what these egomaniacs think.
Or they know that they won't be asked and they have to get ahead of it. Well, I wasn't
right.
asked because I already said no.
Right, yeah.
You won't ask me. That's probably right.
Yeah. And plenty of other folks in that list as well. All right. That's a Trumpism segment on the Talk Radio Review at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.